you know that every word you speak matters? Are your conversations making a difference? With a passion for words and a heart for conversation, Teresa Velarde is a self-professed word nerd, best-selling author, BizCat 360 columnist, and publisher. Children's books as well as fiction and nonfiction books are welcomed at Weebee Books Publishing and Book Endeavors, the imprints of her company, Authentic Endeavors Publishing. Whether written or spoken, Teresa strives to encourage and inspire meaningful conversations that make a difference. Here's the host of Conversations That Make a Difference, Teresa Velarde.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Conversations That Make a Difference. I'm so excited to be here with a group of amazing people, and we're going to have a conversation about TAR syndrome, what that is, how these dynamic individuals are living with that. But before we get started, we have some housekeeping to do. I want to remind you that Conversations That Make a Difference is live on the first and third Tuesday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern, and you can listen to the replays in the archives, but also the show will air the first, every Tuesday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. I won't be live at 5 a.m. I'll be snoozing, but you can watch me live at 5 p.m. on the first and third Tuesday. We are on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and you can listen online on your mobile device, in your car, on YouTube, and by asking Alexa to play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. I don't want to say that too loud because I don't want to spark anybody's Alexa into the conversation. So we usually start with a prayer. So I'm going to start with the Serenity Prayer, and then we'll get busy introducing all of our fabulous guests today. So if you would join me, please, in the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And I also want to say that it is by God's grace that we are fabulous, blessed, and highly favored, living in our greatness, using our gifts and talents, making a difference in the lives of others with passion and purpose, and all of God's great universe is conspiring in our favor. And we gratefully say, amen. Amen. So let me introduce everybody. I'm going to start with Philomena Tripp. Philomena has been on my show before. She was born in 1955 in San Miguel in the Azores, and she lives in New Bedford, Massachusetts with her husband, James. She's an independent living specialist and has enjoyed a career working with people with disabilities. Philomena has spoken at numerous conferences and rallies in North America and parts of Europe. She received awards from the Massachusetts Rehabilitation Commission and the Southwest Center for Independent Living, Southeast Center for Independent Living. Philomena's mission is to show others how it's possible to live the life of their dreams. And you can find her at philomenatripp.com. Philomena, welcome. Marta Risa Logue. Marta Risa epitomizes dedication, conscientiousness, and a wavering drive, earning acclaim for surpassing expectations. Praised by mentors, she excels in proactive problem solving and attentive listening. Her educational path, a fusion of online and traditional learning, led to paralegal studies. She has a BS in paralegal studies from Liberty University, and transitioning from student to educator at Eastern Gateway Community College, she now serves as assistant director for the Virtual Learning Academy. Alongside family life, marked her 2023 marriage and cherishing moments with her daughter and two beagle pups. She actively engages with Impact Church and the Sycamore Youth and Community Center, showcasing a deep commitment to community service beyond her corporate role. Welcome, Marta Risa. Good to have you here. Yay. Okay, Marla Heyman. Marla, woohoo, is mom to Emma, and you will learn about a little bit more about Emma since she is the star of Emma's adventures, and we have two books we're going to talk about, and all of these people are represented in the books, just about all of them, so we're going to get to that in a minute. Marla is wife to Roy, a daughter, a mother to three beautiful children, Dion, No, and her precious Tars warrior princess, Emma Lane. She's a stay-at-home mom to help Emma with everyday life and works to grow their nonprofit organization, Tars Awareness Texas. Tars Awareness Texas is a 501c3 organization that supports individuals and families impacted by Tars. All proceeds from the sale of Emma's adventure books go directly to Tars Awareness Texas, and you can reach out to her at tarsawarenesstexas.org. Welcome, Marla. Chevy Price is a mental health and disabilities advocate and speaker who teaches others to take care of themselves and that they're worthy through having TARS. So many questions they're worth every day, especially when they're in school. And Chevy is featured in Emma's Adventures and Born Able, both of these books, and is committed to bringing awareness to TARS syndrome. Chevy, good to have you here today, sweetie. Thank you. Victoria Tori Smith is 24 years old, lives in Grand Junction, Colorado. You know who else lives in Grand Junction, Colorado? Marcus Vetstein, one of the co-authors of the wellness series that Marteresa is in. Yay! So you live in Grand Junction, Colorado. She has TARS syndrome, which causes her to have short arms and easy bleeding. All this means is Tori looks different than others and has to be careful of what she does. Sometimes she uses a wheelchair as she has other problems with her legs, but that does not stop this little warrior. No, no, no. She's very happy with who she is and what her abilities are. When Tori was 18, she won a gold medal in the 2018 Special Olympics USA Summer Games for the 100-meter freestyle. She loves to swim and has her sights set on the Paralympic medals next. Tori is involved with her local ARC chapter as secretary on the board, and she's looking forward to vlogging her experience of living with TARS syndrome. Tori, you're an ambitious young lady. Welcome. Glad to have you here. Jalen Ross, there you are. Hey, Jalen. He was born with TARS syndrome. He was missing the radius bone, had a collapsed trachea, and a dislocated left hip, all characteristics of TARS. Doctors at Shriners Hospital for Children in Lexington were able to straighten Jalen's hands, helping him to do everyday activities. Because of bullying at age 8, he was on the verge of committing suicide. But God had a purpose for his life, absolutely. And he founded the TARS Syndrome Awareness Movement in Kentucky. And April is nationally recognized as TARS Syndrome Awareness Month. He also created TARS Syndrome Association. Welcome, Jalen. Thanks for coming. Katie Blair. Katie is a, as you're at 36, you say you are in the vibrant chapter of life, surrounded by her two daughters, boundless imagination and energy. I can only imagine. I had one, and that was enough for me. She navigates life with long arm TAR, and which teaches her resilience and the beauty of difference. Once a nurse aide, her path has led her to serve others as a customer service representative for Medicaid, blending her love of helping people with her professional skills. Katie's entrepreneurial spirit expresses beauty as an independent Mary Kay representative and consultant. She also has, this is what I love about you, Miss Katie. You're a woman after my own heart with your creativity. Creativity throws through her veins. She enjoys fishing, cooking, and coloring. Her faith guides her as a steadfast follower of Jesus and a proud daughter of God. Amen, sister. Her spirituality is a compass by which she navigates life, always seeking her path and purpose. Inspired by the past and excited for the future, Katie explored the intersections of life, faith, and creativity on a daily basis. My nose is all red. I've been sneezing. Welcome, Katie. I'm so excited. Can you tell I'm excited for this time together? So let's start with the first person who I actually learned about TARS from. We're going to talk to Marla first. So Marla, if you would unmute yourself, let's talk a little bit about Oh my goodness. So Emma is three, going to be three or just three, right?
Yeah,
And
she'll be three next month.
right. And you have quite a story yourself, of bringing her into the world. You want to talk a little bit about, what happened before I was going to call her Marla. Emma was born.
Emma was our rainbow TARS warrior baby. Prior to Emma, we had two miscarriages. The first one I lost at 5 weeks in embryo, and I actually almost lost my life to that because I was misdiagnosed and I had my fallopian tube rupture on me, and I'd been to the emergency room like five times, complaining that there was something wrong. And then finally, when I found out I was pregnant, I had made a doctor's appointment to actually go and be seen by the doctor. And I was like, do I even go? And my husband Roy's like, yes, just go and see what they say, you know? So good thing I went, because in that sonogram is when they found the toxins in my body and was like, yeah, you need to get to the emergency room now. You're literally a ticking time bomb. So
And
went
then you had
there.
another one, right? You had another one after that.
Yep, and then lost the second baby at 16 weeks. I was done at that time, and then God bless us with number three. You know, three is a lucky number, so
He's a
third time's
charm.
a charm. So we had Emma. We went to genetic testing. We did all the good works and everything. They said we were having a healthy baby girl, and then at our 20-week anatomy scan is when we found out that she had the issues with her hands. We were immediately sent over to go and see maternal fetal medicine, to just kind of get observed with them. And they knew a little bit more than what my doctor did. So we were just with them almost every week, it felt. And then she came into the world, and everything that I'd read on the internet, it was either back in the day, because it's nothing now. I mean, obviously, look at all these beautiful people who are here. And what I read on the internet was, you'd be lucky if they got up to the age of two. So everybody here is living proof that yes, you can live past the age of two and do anything.
Obviously.
Yes, and do anything that everybody else does. You know, we have
Yes.
Chevy
Wait,
who
hang
plays.
on, hang on, hang on. Let me intervene here for a second. Before we go any further, I want you to tell people what exactly TARS syndrome is.
Oh, I think that could be better coming from Jalen, because he says
Okay,
it much.
we'll pick up on
Yeah.
Jalen there. We'll let him do that talking on that. But yeah. So Emma's symptoms of TARS are what is her disability actually? The hands?
So she has the hands shorter than what yours and I's ours are, and the thumbs, they curve in. However, she is still able to move the thumbs out. So I've had some concerns about my logo for our organization, that the hand is not like this, it's like this, which I get. But if you can ask anybody here if they can do their hand like this, and they can, and you know what? This is when you give praise to the Lord. So, amen. So, that is
Amen.
the reason why
Amen.
our logo is with the hand and the heart, because TARS affects really, number one, is the hands could affect the legs, could affect any internal organs. But it's mainly the hands and could be the heart as well. And so our logo is the hands, the heart sprinkled with love up on top, just for everybody.
There you
Yes,
go. That's it, Marisa.
Martyrisa.
Yes.
Yes,
Okay.
thank you so much. So yes, that's
Welcome. So then you and I met through Jesse, who is the founder of Born Able, right? And you decided that one of the ways that you were going to bring awareness to TARS and bring some finances into your organization was to create a series of books, right?
So what
So.
happened is I met Jesse through Hutt's mother, Lindy. Hutt was featured in the Born Able's book, and I wanted to feature the book on our website. And she was like, "Oh, I'm sure she would be okay with it." And I was like, "Oh, I need to get her permission." Started speaking to Jesse. Long story short, she asked me if I'd be willing to write a book with her, and I was like, "Oh, I have a story." She's like, "Well, my stories are more of like Dr. Seuss." I was like, "It's okay." She's like, "I'll put you in touch with Teresa." And now here we are, and
We
you are
are.
stuck with me for life, and we are going to write children's books and get our awareness out there of TARS.
Yes. So the two books that are out there are Emma Goes to the Circus and Emma Goes to Church. Now, Emma Goes to Church features our very own Jalen Ross, looking and Jalen Ross. I'm sorry, I keep mispronouncing your name, Jalen. We're going to talk to you next. You're going to tell us a little bit more about Tars, but I want to put this out there. This is Emma. This is Jalen. And in the back, we have everybody who has Tars, all these young people from the organization. Philomena, next one, we're going to add you, girl. We're going to add you in the next one. Okay. So we have you there. So Jalen, unmute yourself and let's have a conversation. Thanks, Marla. We'll come back to you later. So you started TARS Awareness in Kentucky and the TARS Awareness Foundation. So do you want to give people a definition of what TARS actually is and how it showed up in your life?
So TARS syndrome, and TARS is an acronym. And it stands for thrombocytopenia absent radius.
Okay.
It took me about 20 plus years to say thrombocytopenia.
Okay.
And my mom, she still can't say that word. So she'll tell people, ask Jalen. He knows how to say it. But TARS syndrome is a rare birth defect. It can be misdiagnosed. As sometimes phacomia anemia, always people who have that always has missing thumbs, always. There are rare of the rare cases of people with TARS syndrome who have missing thumbs. But with the thrombocytopenia, it is the deficiency of the platelets. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can be misconstrued as to deficiency of the white blood cells. But if you have deficiency of the platelets, that's called thrombocytopenia.
Okay.
Then when you get into the deficiency of the white blood cells, that's called leukopenia. Okay. So that's the root, leuko is the root word of leukemia.
Right.
And leukopenia, like I said, is the deficiency of the white blood cells, okay, which I deal with both leukopenia as well as thrombocytopenia. With the foundation that I started, I first started the TARS Syndrome Awareness Movement. It was started here in Kentucky. I went to my friend, Morgan Robinson. I said, hey, what do you think about starting an online petition? And her first words was, go for it. Mm-hmm. So she was the first signee of the online petition that was started here in Kentucky. And it started as far as citywide here in Lexington, started first statewide Kentucky, first city was Lexington, okay, Kentucky. And Chevy, I went to Chevy because I knew Chevy. Me and Chevy both have TARS syndrome. And I said, hey, Chevy, this is a dream. This is a vision. Let's put it to action. Mm-hmm. And Chevy jumped right on board with me. And then we have Katie, Chevy and Katie are in the same city, which is just about 20 minutes from me. So those are local. And once we started that, it went state to state. It was a hard time, you know, going from each state because most of the states, the governors, the representatives in the states had no idea what TARS syndrome was. So right, it was kind of a fight.
I think that TARS syndrome people didn't become aware of and give a name to this until I believe in the 70s, right? It could have been, yes, as late as the 70s. So someone like Philomena, who was born before that, has no diagnosis as to why she was born with no arms, you know, no, one leg, you know. So the limb difference is characteristic of TARS and probably several other ailments. But unfortunately, they had no diagnosis to give her. But that didn't stop her from living an awesome life. Just like
there you go,
it didn't stop any of you from living an awesome life. So
yeah. And we have the color is royal blue. Uh-huh. And I picked that color because it started here in Kentucky and in Lexington. Uh-huh. And the Kentucky Wildcats is royal blue.
Okay.
So I had the privilege of picking our national color. Uh-huh. And in 2021, National Day calendar, officially designated the month of April as
Yes.
National Tahr Syndrome Awareness Month.
That's awesome. Great
And
job.
we were blessed. I can't do anything without God. God
Yeah.
first, others second, and I am third. So all praise and all glory goes to God, for he is the one that has allowed us to go this far.
Amen. Amen. All praise and glory goes to him. Absolutely. That's how I feel, because, you know, God doesn't make mistakes. God doesn't make mistakes. Every single one of us is born perfectly and in his image in one way or another. And one of the reasons that my heart is for this particular particular topic is not just because I got the opportunity to meet Marla, but, you know, one of the big things, and you alluded to it in your bio, Jalen, people don't know how to, they don't know what to make of you guys. They don't
Yes.
know what to make of you. They're like, you know, it's because you look different than other people. A lot of times people are bullied. And I know that you had that experience, Jalen.
Yes.
And it took you to a place where you almost took your own life over it. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people with syndromes that cause people to be different, you know, in terms of their anatomy, that bullying is ridiculous these days. So when Marla said that she wanted to create the book, this brings awareness to children and their families, so that people know what it is that you're dealing with, and that you're
Yes.
just the same as them. You live and you breathe, you walk the earth, and you have a purpose. And that's the reason why my heart was drawn to this, because of the fact that everybody gets a chance to live their best life. Everybody gets a chance to live their best life, period. So we have to go to a break. And I think we're on, I don't even know where my phone is. Good Lord. Yeah, in 1 minute. And we're gonna introduce the rest of our panel today as soon as we come back from the break. But I'm really excited to hear what everybody has to say about how their life is unfolding. And Philomena, I'm gonna go to you next when we come back, because you have lived a lengthy life so far and many years to come, and you've made a difference not only for yourself, but you've made a difference in the lives of others, and the role that you have and the role that you play in other people's lives, and making them feel welcome in the world as well and get what they need so that they can live independently. So with that being said, we're going to go to break and we'll come right back.
With the hustle and bustle of today's world, how often do you take time to practice gratitude? More importantly, how can you make it a habit? The Grateful Hearts community is a group of like-minded people focusing on what's going right and being grateful. Gratitude is more than putting a smile on your face and being thankful for the roof over your head. It's about expanding your perception and finding ways to find gratitude for, in, and through the challenges we face every day. Gratitude is a feeling of connection to things higher than yourself, to God, and to others. We focus on light, positivity, and connections. You make a difference. When we join our grateful hearts together, the power of community attracts more people and even more to be grateful for. Expressing gratitude and feeling grateful is infectious, so let's share it. Join our Grateful Hearts community and watch your blessings blossom. Learn more at gratefulheartscommunity.com and join the community at facebook.com/thegratefulheartscommunity.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles, sacred stories of transformational hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
Did you know that every word you speak matters? What you say and how you say it can make or break a relationship or shift the outcome of any situation. Are your conversations making a difference? Faith in God, gratitude, authenticity, and giving. are Teresa Velarde's heart. It's in this spirit that she's focused on making a difference in the lives she's blessed to touch. Conversations That Make a Difference is now on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And welcome back. We're talking to a great group of people who have TARS syndrome and limb difference. Philomena, can you unmute so we can have a conversation? So, hey, good to see you again.
Nice seeing all of you. Beautiful stories. I love this. I love this. The courage that these people have too.
Yes, yes, and the courage that you have, girl. You are an anomaly, because you have done things that people who have all their limbs only dream of doing, and you have done amazing work in this world. So tell me a little bit about when you were born in the 80s, or there was nothing that they diagnosed you with, but tell me a little bit about your childhood, and then I want you to jump to what you do, what the kind of work that you do, and then let's talk about your adventure of skydiving and why you did that, okay? Okay.
Yeah. Like Teresa said, I was born in St. Michael, Azores. And I'm the oldest of you guys. So
you guys, I love it.
I was born 1955. So that time, it was very bad for people with disability. They didn't like us to go out. They didn't want, you know, things like that. But I always had something in my heart. I think God always was with me. I always wanted to be what I wanted to be, even though I was disabled, and I always fought for what I want. But when I was born, my mother at the hospital, the doctor came to her and told her that I was disabled with no hands and no leg. It would be better if they got a shot for me to die.
Yeah.
But my mother was bold and took me home. I thank God for what she did, because I wouldn't be here today. See, sometimes the doctors don't know what's expected, because they don't know how to handle us. Mm-hmm. They don't. I mean, nobody does, because we have a big mouth. So I do. And I would fight until I get. And so I came to this country and I had school, all that. But then 1999, I've been fighting to get a job. But the year back then, they had a discrimination to hire people with disability, even though if you had education, all that. But I kept fighting. And finally, I found to work at the Southeast Center for Independent Living. It was in Fall River, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm retired right now, but I'm still advocate for people if they need anything. I never stop.
Mm-hmm.
But I retired 2021. But I loved my job, because see, God is always there, because what I wanted to do when I was a young girl, and God showed me, I wanted to be a counselor for people with disability, and I work in the community with disability. So I helped them come. A lot of people was in the community, in the nursing home. I brought them coming, transition for them to come to living in the community, and I really loved it, and I still do. I mean, anytime if I see a problem with people, that people not helping them, I will take over. Mm-hmm. That's in me. So
yeah. And you wrote a book about your life, right? Can you tell everybody what the title of the book is?
Invisible Courage.
Invisible Courage. Yes. Yes.
And the cover is me skydiving.
Yes. Talk about that real quick, because when I saw that, I was like, wow, courage with a capital C.
Yes. So when I was going to turn 50, my husband asked me, what do I wanted to do for my special day? I said, if I tell you, you will never believe, because that kept on my mind. See, I don't know about the other people, but when we have a disability, we keep thinking about what's next we can do. Mm-hmm. Not to show people to do for important. You know what I mean? I had to do that because people always said I could not do anything. I could not do anything. All my life, I was putting down all the time. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get married, but I married twice. So you know what I mean? So
yeah, there you go.
So then I told my husband, he said, you're crazy. I said, no, I'm not. I'm going to do it. So I kept advocating, where could I go? And everywhere I went, they put me down, you know. But that's one thing about, and I'm not bragging, and I never give up. I won't.
I don't think any of these people ever give up either.
No, they didn't. That's why keep going. Yeah. And don't listen to negative people. That's
Amen.
It. That's what I do. So I finally, I was going to do it when I turned 50. And it didn't happen because they said it was too late, whatever. So, but they said that they were going to keep my dream alive. So in 51, I did my skydiving. And I loved it. I loved it. People say, you're going to die. I said, well, all I have to do is, if God wants me, he takes me up, or I come down again to do more. So, you know, see, I mean, if I listened to people, I wouldn't be here today. I'm honest with you.
Yeah.
I think all of us feel the same way.
Yeah.
But we keep going, and I won't stop.
Yeah.
Until my eyes close. But if it wasn't for God, I'm born again. I have a very good relationship with God. God is in my life. God is everything in my life. Mm-hmm. I was born again since I was born. I was bad. I was doing things. I got depressed. I was doing very bad. Not bad, bad, but to hurt me, you know. Like I was an alcoholic and I can't.
Oh, my goodness.
You see in the
book. Don't give away all the secrets that people read about.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, whatever. So, but then God got a hold of me.
Yeah. See,
and I've been living, but I think I keep saying that I always had him. He always had me in his hand.
He's always had us. It's just a matter of us making the choice to reach out to him.
So I did skydiving and I didn't die, so I'm here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
and
you.
And I don't have hair. See,
thank you.
My hair is very short, very small, and I don't have a leg. I'm in a power wheelchair, and thank God. And I drive and everything. Whatever.
Yeah, the picture on meme that we gave everybody has you driving your car. So you're hot stuff, Philomena.
Thank you so much for being here. I give courage to all of you over here.
Thank you.
Beautiful thank stories. Keep going. You. That's what we never stop.
Yeah. Let her be an encouragement to you guys. She's going to be 69 years old pretty soon.
Yeah, we don't push it yet. It's in October.
Okay.
Estamos bien.
I'm just saying, you know, like what you said earlier, you know, the doctors wanted to write you off as not being compatible with life, which a lot of people with these disabilities, and born able is one of the reasons why that exists, because when Jessie had her babies, her twins, one of them had trisomy 18 and they didn't want to provide service for her. Philomena, thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you for inviting us, and God be all with all of you, and keep going.
Keep going. Thank you. Marisa, we're going to you next, girl. So I saw something that you wrote on the TARS Awareness Texas website, and I immediately fell in love with who you are and how you write and how you express yourself. You are amazing at that. And so you want to talk a little bit about your journey. Your journey is quite interesting. And I just want you to talk a little bit about how your life has been living with TARS.
Well, hi, everyone. It is great to be here. So I have been really enjoying everyone cheering each other on. So thank you, guys. Yeah. I think one thing that makes me different, which we know we're all different than each other, but I haven't had a single surgery. I've had the transfusions, but I haven't had any surgeries. I have had my wisdom teeth taken out. but as far as, you know, hands and hips and legs and everything that could have happened, I'm really blessed. And I know we all have our own stories and we're all blessed in different ways, but I really got the good end of it, because just like all of you, my parents had no idea what was going to happen. I mean, the doctors came in and they said, you know, I'm going to say what the doctors say. I don't agree with what they said, but hey, you're going to have a little girl who's going to be retarded. You should probably have you should probably give her up. We should probably go ahead and abort the pregnancy now. And just like you were saying, Philomena, my parents, they believed in God and knew that there was a purpose for them getting pregnant. And I'm their first out of three girls. And they said, you know, something special about her. So they kept going. The pregnancy itself was not great, but it was successful, obviously. And we just kept living life, just like a lot of you guys. Doctors didn't know what to do, really. Went with the Shriners in Columbus, Ohio. So if anyone's around there, I know that's not too far, but that's kind of where I grew up, you know, going there a lot, getting the transfusions, getting the splints, and fighting about it every step of the way. But my parents were just a godsend. They believed in me in every step of the way. They didn't pity me. They encouraged me. They told me to find my own normal. The doctor there said, she's never going to have the same thing that you guys have. So however you're going to raise her, you're going to have to expect a different way. So that's...
And you use your abilities. You're well educated. You use your abilities and your passion for community in order to be able to affect and change and improve and be a part of other people's lives in such a positive way. And so that's one of the reasons why, with a conversation with Peggy Wilms, who is the co-author with Dr. Marcus Vetstein, the Grand Rapids guy. he's actually an endocrinologist. She's a coach, and she has this All Things Wellness series. And so the minute that I had a conversation with you, after I'd seen how beautifully you write, I thought that you would be a perfect fit for a wellness GPS, Get Prepared for Success. Because even with whatever challenges you may face, success, I think, is your middle name, girl. What do you think? Can you adopt that?
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, my mom made my first name up, so let's go ahead with success with the middle name.
I love it. I love it. Your name is beautiful. You're beautiful. Your story in that book is beautiful as well. And I'm grateful that I have run across you in this time that I'm walking this earth. And I'm sure that all of us will meet again in the end sometime. So I I'm looking forward to that coming out. I believe that book is going to come out next month, May, possibly early June. So watch for that to come out, because Martarisa is actually writing the foreword for that book. And thanks. Thanks, Martarisa.
Thank you, everyone.
So good to have you here. Oh, and talk about what you do in church. You're actually in the book as well. You're in the Emma Goes to Church book. You are the one in charge of what?
Yes, that was so exciting. So Jalen, thank you for letting me be part of that as well. I at church do the lights and the music, the sound. So we do have a soundboard. We do have computers. Our lights are hooked up to our computer to do all kinds of crazy stuff that our pastor sometimes tells me to tone it down. But that's what I do at church. I love it. I've been to a few different churches, just depending on the season of my life. We don't want to jump too far in, but we were in the process of adopting a little girl, and the previous church didn't have enough children's ministry, so we went to a new one. So this one has just been incredible. She's growing. And so at this church, we do have a sound booth in the back, and I work in there, and it's so much fun. It's great seeing everyone praising and just a lot of great things going on. So Jalen, Marla, thank you for allowing me to be in there and having a little page and being able to share that, you know, even when we're different, we can still do the same.
Still do good things, and all of you are doing good things. With that, we have to go to our second break, and we're going to come back and speak to Chevy, Victoria, and Katie. We'll be back in just a minute.
In order to be healthy and happy, there are 24 areas of your life to balance. With the All Things Wellness Wheel, you become self-empowered, allowing you to make healthier decisions about relationships, nutrition, sleep, exercise, stress, and even your value system. The All Things Wellness book series, written by Peggy Wilms and Dr. Marcus Vetstein, teaches you how to balance your wellness wheel in addition to sharing true stories from multiple contributing authors. Book 1, The Fourfold Formula, and Book 2, Win the Wellness War, We Are Responsible, are now available on Amazon. Reserve your spot now to become a published author in Book 3, Wellness GPS, Get Prepared for Success. Visit www.allthingswellness.com/authors for more information.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, sacred stories of transformational joy, answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So, grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
Do you have a personal story of hope or kindness to share? The Daily Gift book series, which began with a daily gift of gratitude, now available on Amazon, continues with a daily gift of hope and a daily gift of kindness. And we're looking for people just like you to share a story. Your Daily Gift of Hope story might answer one of these questions. Is there a time when you felt hopeless and someone stepped in to change your view? Have you been an example of hope for someone else? Is hope something that you've always had? If so, how do you keep that hope alive? With hope, we have more energy and a purpose. It gets us out of bed in the morning. Daily Gift of Kindness might be your chance to talk about recognizing and spreading kindness to change the world. Practicing kindness lifts your spirit and your mood, warms your heart, and helps to navigate your way through today's challenges. Has an act of kindness from a stranger turned your day around? Have you ever paid it forward to someone or for someone? Your story matters, so visit DailyGiftBookSeries.com to find out more about how to submit your story for a daily gift of hope and a daily gift of kindness. Your stories make a difference.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we're back. And here's the daily gift of gratitude, and a daily gift of hope is completed. And Marta-Risa has a page in here, and so does Marla. And if anybody is interested in becoming part of these books, you can message me, or you can go to dailygiftbookseries.com and see how you can become part of that. So the next one is Daily Gift of Kindness. So we're looking for stories for kindness. Okay, let's go to Tori Smith.
Hi.
Hi. Tori, talk to me a little bit about your passions in life and how you are making a difference, not only for yourself, but for people in the world, despite the fact that you have TARS. How does TARS affect you, sweetie?
So TARS, I kind of have a medium to severe form of TARS. I'm severely affected by the bleeding aspect of thrombocytopenia. And in fact, you'll see a bruise sometimes. That's from my last ER trip a week ago. I had an ovarian cyst, so I had to go into the ER and get that taken care of. And so while I was there, I checked my platelets. Normally, I'm in 20 to 50,000. Your girl was at 60,000 without a transfusion, because her last transfusion was around the new year. So all those were made by me. So I was very proud. I was very happy. Because that was, all my hematologists are kind of like, yeah, you're 20 to 50,000. That's your good zone. Like, you're good. However, I'm also impacted by the physical side of it. I'm beginning to use a wheelchair. I learned last year on international travels that I do need a wheelchair, especially when traveling. My legs just can't do that. As well. And I also am in hand therapies as well. Actually, why I'm not in a blue shirt is because I just came back from hand therapy. So I try and take care of myself the best I can, which is one of the ways I got into swimming. Swimming was one of the ways the therapist got me to be in therapy. I started swimming around 6 months old-ish, I want to say. And it was great. And then at 12, I started competing in Special Olympics Colorado, because there was no Paralympic program in my area of the state. So I joined Special Olympics, got swimming. I was actually on my high school swim team for 2 years, which I was the only disabled person in my region to participate at a high school level with a disability, which was wow. And in 2018, I went to nationals in Seattle, and you can still find that video up on YouTube of my gold medal race.
Nice.
So that's there. And
now you're going to go on to Paralympics.
Yes, that is the goal. I have passion to go to the 2028 LA Olympics. That is because I feel like God's led me to that. Before I won my gold medal race, I was getting into the zone, and I was praying to God. And I'm like, God, you know what? I don't care about this competition anymore. This is for you. You have gotten me so far, because nobody had ever dreamed about that. They told my parents, you're going to be lucky if she makes the night when I was born.
Oh my goodness.
You're going to be lucky if she makes it to two. You're going to be lucky if she makes it past puberty.
Yeah.
I'm 24. And so it's crazy where God has gotten me.
Yeah.
And I kind of went waywards away. I tried college. Mental illness really shook me. I struggle daily with depression, anxiety, and PTSD, not just due to the medical things. As Marticia, I'm so sorry for mispronouncing it. I am so glad you've had no surgeries, because I've had more than 30. So I'm very, very happy for you. And so that's kind of like the spectrum we're on. But God has allowed me to do so much. And not only with Paralympics is he wanting me to go to Paralympics, but I began working in a church this last year.
Nice. And,
yes, I am a receptionist at my church that I go to. And I've felt the call to be a missionary.
Nice.
I looked it up the other day, and this astounds me and saddens me because God is needed in anything like life. I cannot get through life without him.
Mm-hmm.
But I looked it up, and it was 90 to 95% of people with disabilities are unreached.
And wow. You know who you might want to, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to attempt to get in touch with him. I don't know if you know who Nick Vujicic is, but Nick has.
I do.
Okay. So
reach my out ex's to family him. Knows him.
What? Your family knows him?
My ex's family knows him.
Oh my goodness. We need to talk, sister, because, yes. Because he is somebody who is, has no arms, no legs. He's got just a little flipper for a foot. He calls it a little chicken flipper or whatever he calls it. But he's making a difference. He's spreading the word all over the world, and he's helping people with disabilities of any kind to embrace them and to live their best life. Teresa, Tori, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
We'll talk.
We'll reach out to you. We'll talk.
Absolutely. Katie Blair.
Yes.
Creativity person. You have two daughters. And now I want to also say that you have a brother who also has TARS, correct?
Yes, which I didn't know was kind of rare. Mm-hmm. I mean, just going on my story, my parents, and this was late 80s. I was born in 87. My parents had no clue what was going on when they did their ultrasound. They thought I was just sucking my thumb. They had no clue there was anything wrong with me until my mom gave birth, and I was a natural birth.
Oh, wow.
So I came out bruised and swollen and just a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor told my mom and dad that he had no clue what was wrong with me, pretty much.
Yeah.
I would have to be in a bubble. I would not be able to do anything that any of my cousins or normal kids would do. And then my parents had the greatest pediatrician ever. She connected us with a hematologist who pretty much told my parents the delivery doctor was a quack. My dad's words, the guy was a quack.
Mm-hmm.
I'm careful. I could do whatever I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
I just, and my platelets are usually around 50 to 72.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only had three transfusions in my life. One actually being a platelet transfusion because I had mm-hmm. mono and it mm-hmm. severely depleted my platelets and I was 8.
Mm.
But at the time when my mom and dad decided to have another child, they were told that it'd be a 50-50% chance that my sibling would come out with TARS syndrome.
And he did.
And he did. And we're quite different.
Mm-hmm.
I have long arm TAR. And if, as you see in the book, Emma Goes to Church,
mm-hmm.
my brother's the one with the band uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And he has short arm TAR. He also has an issue with his shoulder. It dropped. Yep, that's him in the red and black
mm-hmm.
and white lapel. He's like Chevy and Emma, where his thumb goes in. He has extra webby.
Mm-hmm.
Where we differ is his platelets are always higher than mine.
Yeah.
I have no issues with any of my lower extremities or any issues with,
Miss Katie.
Yes. Nothing wrong, no hip problems yet. I'm sure there's bound to be things to happen as I get older. 15,000, as long as I'm not actively bleeding, I'm good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan is a music genius. He was in band. He did pit percussion. in the marching band. And awesome. I like to cook. I really don't let it hold me back with TAR syndrome. I have learned to adapt. For the longest time, I met Chevy's parents and got to know Jalen in the last couple of years. I always thought I was the only person in the area with TARS. I would drive an hour before I moved to Winchester. We would drive an hour to Lexington to Shriners. They did some hand surgery. The latest one is they flipped my tendon on the inside of my arm to the outside to straighten it.
Yeah.
But I like to paint. I like to draw. I love to write.
You and I are going to have a conversation about your writing, girl. We are definitely going to have a conversation about your writing. And I don't want to cut you short, but I want to leave some room for Chevy, too, because we're almost out of time. Okay, so I, as you can see, listening to everybody, this shows up differently in every single person. And every single one of you has learned to live with and adapt to and make the most of your lives with what you have. Chevy, talk to me, sister.
Hi.
Hey.
I just, you know, I like everybody else, I lived differently, but I didn't know that TAR syndrome was a name until I was 10 at a Jonas Brothers concert, as mom was trying to find a seat for us, a different seat, because I wasn't having fun because we were up high and stuff. And I was like, I looked at her, I said, what's TAR syndrome? I'm like, what is that? Because with me, no one had didn't treat me different. Like, I never really didn't really know. I thought I was just like everybody else, just looked different. I did cheerleading, I did volleyball team, and just different sports, different community stuff, and just never thought that was a thing. Whenever I was younger, now that I'm learning more, I'm like, oh, and especially not being, you know, being so rare, even though we're rare, but in the same way we aren't.
Yeah, every single person who has spoken, their differences, right? But every single one of you, your hearts are so big, and your ability to make the most of what you have. What's your favorite thing to do, Chevy?
Mine right now is to dance and write and just do different things to keep me going, because I struggle with mental health since I was 16. And stuff, and just motivate people on social media and stuff, because that helps a lot with my mental health and to speak and everything. That kind of fell into my lap when I was 2 years ago, because I did it since I was 16, but didn't really think it was a career until lately.
Yeah, well, that's good, though. And I give you kudos for going out and speaking about what it's like to live with TARS. For any of you who are standing up and showing up, Philomena with your community, Katie with your writing, Tori with your swimming, you are all shining so brightly. I'm on fire for you people. I am on fire. And I just want to introduce our little Emma girl over here. She's the star of the Emma's Adventure series that all of you have been part of in the second book. And we're working on book three next. Emma goes to the beach next time. So get your swimsuits ready, everybody. We're going to the beach. So, I'm just so grateful to have this time with you. Thank you all for saying yes to the invitation to coming on Conversations That Make a Difference. My hope in bringing you all on board here is to give visibility to TAR syndrome, to be able to let people know that regardless of what you look like, what you have been gifted with, we're going to call it gift, because in the end, it's going to make a difference, not only in your life, but in the life of somebody else. And so I invite you to, as you have conversations with other people, make a difference in that person's life. make a difference in the people's lives who are around you and people who may not even know you. This show goes out all over the world, so you're making a difference for a lot of people who don't know what you are dealing with on a daily basis. Thank you again. We're out of time. I gotta go. And be sure the conversations that you're having are making a difference, not only for you, but for the person you're talking to. Have a great day, everyone. See you next time.
Tune in next time for Conversations That Make a Difference with host Teresa Velarde every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Thank you for listening, and thank you to our producer, Rachel, and to our station owner, Deborah Beauvais, working behind the scenes. Be sure to go to conversationsthatmakeadifference.com for your free gift. Make sure your conversations make a difference.